Hello and welcome back to Wet Bigote. So, actually, I'm not going to read the intro because it's season 2. It's the new year. New year, new us, new me, new Eric.
Yay.
Yay. And I'm back. My name is Gab. And as well, I also brought back Eric.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hello indeed. So, while it's the start of the new year, how about some life updates from us? How about you start, Eric?
Well, I just moved into my apartment recently, and it's been a bit of a challenge because I don't have internet there. So it's going to be an interesting trying to solve how we're going to be able to record these sessions, or our episodes, you know, knowing that I don't have internet in my apartment. So I'm currently at my parents' house.
Mm-hmm. So did you like move to the year 1980 where internet didn't exist?
Dude, I moved to a house in the year 1900 or something. Like, there is zero internet in my apartment because I've gone through like 3 different providers already.
Yeah.
And every slot is full. So, I don't know. I don't understand. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I have a dongle that the office gave me, but its speed isn't that reliable. It's around 56 kbps. So, kind of like a throwback to dial-up day.
So this is the apocalypse you weren't expecting. It's not the end of the world, but the end of internet as we know it.
Yeah, actually, I did not realize that this is so bad. This is so... I mean, like, do you understand that I have so many games I can't play on my PC because I don't have internet?
Yeah, I've been conversing as well with my girlfriend about that. She asked me, do you even get off the internet? I'm like, yeah, I do. And we're arguing back and forth here because she's always on her SockMed and I'm always on my games and Discord. But as well as, she did make a point that even though I don't really do much social media, I'm always online on Discord here and there and on my games. But I think I can do a day maybe without internet, but you've been torturing yourself for like what, 3 weeks now?
Basically, yeah, because I moved in like February 1, so yeah. It's not so bad considering, because I still have data and I have the office dongle, so it's the only thing that I can't do is to work from home basically. Because I tried doing that working from home and it was a nightmare. My internet was so down. I couldn't access Teams because we use Teams in the office. And even worse is that I couldn't use Zoom, and that was like the preferred meeting platform. So whenever I have a meeting, especially for those like really late meetings, because there's like a 6-hour time difference between the headquarters and the Philippines, I have to go to the office.
You have to stay in the office late
night.
Yeah,
I have to stay in the office late at night.
Yeah.
Which is kind of fun because... they keep saying that there's supposed to be a ghost in the office, but so far I haven't really felt anything. Given our history, you would probably think that it's probably nothing.
And you get to go home late at night and experience like a zombie apocalypse because of the restrictions. I don't know, is there still a quarantine over there?
There is, actually. I think we're all under GCQ, or General Community Quarantine.
Yep.
It's an interesting experience when you get out at night, especially when your boss asks you out to dinner, like as a team or whoever's available. Because usually at 8 o'clock in the evening, all of the restaurants are closed, or at least they're on their last order.
So where do you eat?
So yeah, McDonald's. It's so sad because, I don't know, it's happened 4 times now. The very first time... was me and the site manager and my manager, the HR manager, as well as one of the project managers. We went around the city. It was like 8:30, and first we bypassed this kind of like native Filipino cuisine restaurant, but we bypassed that. I think it was called Ondoy's or something. That was the name of the restaurant. And then we went to the main thoroughfare, which is Diversion Road, and there were no, like, zero restaurants, or if ever they were open, they were on their last order. Yeah. So we couldn't really stay for that long. We went to Butot Balat and we went to Tatoy's, and the site manager was joking that maybe we should just go ahead. We should head straight to Antique or Boracay because it was a Friday.
Yeah.
So we decided to go back. We doubled back to Ondoy's and found out that they were still open. And good thing that they still weren't at their last order.
I see.
Well, it's happened like 3 additional more times. So.
But let's skip safe, everyone. Don't force things.
Yeah. Like, guys, keep safe. Just because things might be returning to some kind of normal doesn't mean that it's completely normal.
It's a form of normal, but it doesn't mean it's safe.
Yeah. It was interesting because I was telling the site manager, like, because my city, or the city that I live in right now, is considered a very sleepy city because there isn't a lot to do at night, even before the pandemic.
Yep.
But then when the pandemic struck, the sleepy city became even sleepier.
Yeah, I do miss that feeling. A relaxed feeling over there. I do miss being home. Because of the pandemic, I was not able to return home during the Christmas season. And as well as if you've been listening, on the last episode, I've already shared that I already resigned. Quit, if you will, from my last job. Currently, I'm still looking. It's been fun, actually. It's a weight off my shoulders. I've been more happier. Although, I don't really recommend quitting your work without a job in line. But it's a bit freeing. That's why you have your savings. So you can do this like what I'm doing for a couple of months now. Just being here on my computer daily, playing games, doing research. Well, I'm also applying for jobs, not being the couch potato. But it's been pointed out to me that I have some sort of addiction to technology, as it seems. I wanted to read more books, not online, but it seems that it hasn't happened yet. It's a weird feeling, actually.
Yeah, I can totally tell. I can totally empathize with what you're going through, right? Because at the start of the year, I actually created kind of like using OKRs, like objectives and key results method. I said that I was going to finish a book, one book every month. And it's already the end of February, and I am like 60% done, according to my reader, 60% done with the book I chose in the first week of January.
Well, at least you're reading. I have like 2 books in line, but I haven't really started it yet. But I should do that. Should, again, try from time to time, take a step back from technology, like stop evolution, return to monkey, if you will, and be primal and just yell, fuck you, COVID.
You can do that right now.
I've done it a lot of times already.
Just go and cuss yourself out.
Okay. All right, but going back upon reviewing season 1, I'm really proud of it. I hope you are as well. And I've been reading feedback that you've sent because you asked your friends to give feedback. And it's nice. I wanted to make an effort, if you will, to go towards that. But at the same time, I wanted this pilot episode for season 2 right now is more of our brainstorming to what will happen for season 2. Because when I was visualizing my idea for this podcast, it was going to be a bit more laid back. It's about just 2 guys talking, like when you are at a bar. That's why I have my title, Wet Bigore. Like drunken conversations here and there, some candid. I mean, it's good to have topics. I'm really glad. And as well as, if you notice, my favorite episodes were episodes that I was very engaged and knowledgeable about the topic. My favorites ones were D&D and anime, and as well as poetry. Yeah. So I've been thinking, I don't know, maybe a bit more laid back, as well as like having just, well, most of our topics previously were a bit general as well. We just want to throw a topic out there and just talk and see where it goes.
Definitely. Like, I think we talked about this offline before.
Yeah.
We just want to make sure that this is kind of more natural, just a conversation thing. Would be really great as well if we could talk about stuff that is relevant to us.
Yeah.
You know, relating the topic to our own personal experience, I think, was one of the feedback that we got. They wanted to see more of like how this topic or this specific topic really affected us personally. So
it was more like, from what I got, it's like, let's just pretend we're famous and talk about any bullshit we can think of because the listeners will just listen.
Oh yeah, that's another thing. Season 2, it's gonna be more explicit. I guess
I guess. Just whatever.
We can say the word. We can say the F word now.
Yeah, I already said it. Fuck you, COVID.
Yeah.
It's more of like just having fun, just conversing. I've also realized that when I talk to my friends, they just like listening to me converse with you as well as with our guests and just having fun with it. You don't really have to go to too much serious topics. And as well as I've been listening to a lot of other podcasts as well. And do you remember Markiplier?
Markiplier?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, Markiplier, yeah.
Oh, the YouTuber?
Yeah, he has a podcast. And what they do with their friends is that on that day that they're going to do the podcast, they just randomly get a topic. Like one of their topic previously was MSG, and they were like reading from Wikipedia.
Okay.
So, I mean, we don't really have to imitate that. But I like the flow. It's being casual, just having fun, joking around, laughing. By now, I'm actually less nervous talking. Previously, I think I was in the first 2 to 3 episodes. I think I was very robotic.
I think we were both watching our words, like, you know, just watching our words and trying to articulate ourselves. But then, I guess for season 2, you could say that the overall objective here is to be more casual, be more comfortable with the topics, more mm-hmm. like speaking about those topics, mm-hmm. as well as being more spontaneous, I guess.
As well as I've been also thinking, I'm not really into YouTube. I don't have really any video editing skills, but I also wanted to have, I'm not sure if it's feasible for season 2, but I wanted to have episodes where I critique some games, some animes, if you will.
Kind of like a YouTube channel?
Yeah, they have a lot of this. And previously, I really wanted to make a YouTube channel for me, a video essay type or random topics. But yeah. Then it led me down to the easier route, which is a podcast. But I'm sure we could also like just record this and upload it to YouTube as well.
Well, other podcasters do that where they're kind of recording themselves with their cameras on. Mm-hmm. So they talk about stuff, and then they can also upload the audio to all of the different audio streaming websites or platforms, as well mm-hmm. as uploading it to YouTube. So you could probably explore options as well, how to do that. But that depends on you, dude, because I'm not exactly camera shy, but I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not camera shy as well, but I don't know, let's make it some sort of big deal. Like at the end of season 2, we'll live stream it. Not really live stream, but we'll upload a video with ourselves, I guess.
Well, yeah, you know, if all else, we could also probably, or you specifically, probably make your own kind of like solo project that is meant for specific topics. You said that you're going to be reviewing games and anime and whatnot.
Yeah.
So maybe you could do something solo project that's outside of our podcast. Yes. Or we could still just incorporate into it.
I guess I'll have an episode here and there for certain topics. Like I'll review an anime. And if I get good feedback, I want it to be separate as well, because again, this podcast shouldn't be totally on one topic alone. Let's see what goes. And I would really appreciate the feedback. You need that markers or direction to know where you're going.
Yeah, I totally agree. Yeah, because I guess it makes more sense for us to focus on our pet projects just within our show or mm-hmm. our podcast, because we already have access to our potential viewers, mm-hmm. I guess, or audience. Mm-hmm. So I guess that our objective here should be to grow our listeners, our listenership.
Yes,
and we just gotta be more, you know, I guess, attract more people with our, I don't know, with our nonsense.
I mean, like last year, I found it funny that when we were sharing our podcast, there were other people who had the same ideas as us. They created a podcast as well. And I find it funny and a bit, I don't know, that we were one of the first, if you will. Do you remember?
Like, I don't specifically remember who that was.
There were podcasts from, I guess, Iloilo Choir and some from A Guardian. And when they were sharing their podcast, we were...
Oh, really? Yeah. They name dropped them?
No. Not the other podcast, but the commenters on that podcast, oh, I thought this was Wet Bigori. Something like that.
Oh, okay. So we did get kind of a name drop, but from the listener.
Yeah, I mean, obviously our listeners are mainly our friends, our schoolmates, and it feels nice that they listen as well. From the statistics, we had like about 30 to 50 listeners, depending on the episode. I didn't think we would get 10, but here we are.
That's cool. That's cool.
Yeah, let's try to get that to 100 by the end of season 2, and let's sell ourselves out. I need the money. I have no work. Give me money, people.
Please, we're begging you. Give us sponsorship deals.
I'll show my naked face on stream.
I just suddenly remembered
What?
the face that could launch 1,000 punches. Do you remember that caption?
I forgot. Yeah, we kind of remember, I guess.
It's to our listeners, I'm sure that we're probably going to talk about it at a future episode. We did kind of like a weird side project when we were in university. We kind of made a fashion blog,
Oh, yeah.
but yeah. I think yours was kind of like the bird's nest hair and then the face that could launch 1,000 punches.
Yeah,
Jesus.
Jesus.
I guess it's also a learning opportunity for us as well, because
Yeah. I
the place
mean,
that I work at is all about, teaching moments and learning opportunities. And, this is a chance for us to practice our communication skills and how we engage with people and with each other. I can tell that. I can definitely tell our listeners out there that this is not how we normally talk to each other. It's a lot more when the mic is off, when the recording is off, we're a lot more, how would you say? Or what is the more appropriate term? A lot more candid. It's a lot more visceral and a
Yeah.
lot more insulting at the same time. But
Yeah, and I want to try and
yeah, that's gonna be
make
season
that show on our podcast. That the way we talk, 'cause I find it really entertaining and fun. Just the banter of it. But what about you? Do you have any suggestions? Do you have any like what do you want out of this podcast? We can incorporate that as well.
So definitely my plan for season 2 is probably to inject more humor into what I speak, I guess. And kind of be more, I don't know, be more engaged, I guess, with the conversation, practice how to express myself more. Because we're both a little bit rusty, and I guess it kind of shows because we're trying to be all polite with each other. I think that was the thing that happened in season 1.
Yeah.
Season 2 definitely gonna be a bit more flippant, a bit more, debauched, let's say. But probably not too much.
Yep, again, with that, we also hope for your feedbacks. And thanks to listening to what we got. We hope to see you in this season 2. Cheers.